This is Kevin Burke from the Department of Kinesiology, Leisure, and Sports Sciences at East Tennessee State University. Thanks for joining Burke on Mayberry. We're going to do a special podcast today, not about any of the Andy Griffith Show episodes, but an event I've attended for 3 years in a row now in Mount Airy, North Carolina, and provided by the Surrey Arts Council, known as Mayberry Days. Now, some of you might be saying, well, what are you talking about? Well, I happen to live about 2.5 hours from this festival, and I'd heard about it for years, had never attended, but 3 years ago, my wife and I attended, and we have a great time every weekend. If you're not familiar with Mayberry Days in Mount Airy, North Carolina, I'll give you a little bit of its tie to the Andy Griffith Show. This is Andy Griffith's hometown. You actually can drive by where Andy Griffith grew up as a child. My wife and I have actually stayed in Andy Griffith's house. But the Mayberry Days Festival has so many things going on. And one of the neat things about the festival is that many of the show people who appeared on the Andy Griffith Show are actually there. And you get a chance to interact with them, get your picture taken with them. If you like to get autographs, get the autographs. And again, it's just been a fun event every year. And I have to say, when you go to this event, you'll be in a Mayberry frame of mind. The people are so friendly. We have just a great time. And a lot of times it's just sitting around talking with other people. But there's so many things to do. You can buy almost any Andy Griffith Show type collectible you want. You can buy autographs from characters from the show. But there's all kinds of trinkets and tidbits. And it's just a whole lot of fun. Well, let me tell you about some of the actors and actresses who were appearing. Now, Frances Knotts, who was Don Knotts' widow, was supposed to be able to attend, but something came up. She wasn't able to come, but she sent a letter. There was even a letter from Andy Griffith and his wife Cindy that was read at an event because they opened up what's going to be the groundbreaking for the Andy Griffith Museum. Now, this weekend was dedicated to a man by the name of Emmett Forrest, who was a childhood friend of Andy Griffith. And Emmett Forrest, over the years, has collected numerous Andy Griffith Show items and Andy Griffith items that has a collection of, and he's going to put them in this museum for everybody to see. It's very cheap to see. If you know where the Andy Griffith Playhouse is, it's going to be near there, and you'll be able to pay $3 and go in and see it. You can already go in and see the museum. It's just not as going to be as nice as it will be probably a year from now. And Emmett Forrest's daughter was the one running this, so I can assure you they're going to have a great museum. So that's just one of the things you can see at Mayberry Days. Let's talk about some of the actors and actresses again who appear there. Betty Lynn. She played Thelma Lou on Andy Griffith Show. Been able to meet her and all these people that we're talking about. Most of them I've met, got their autograph, had pictures taken with them because they're so accessible. Joined by the name of Leroy McNeese. Some of you may remember the episode Mayberry on Record. He only had one line in that episode. It was something to the effect of, I appreciate you letting us invest in your record company. And it was the episode where all the people except Andy were investing in a record deal from some of the music from Mayberry. And so Leroy was on that show. And he does a couple of musical appearances during the weekend. He's a very talented musician. Jackie Joseph is there. Only appeared on one episode. She was Sweet Romina, Ernest T. Bass's girlfriend. You maybe remember that episode where Ernest T. Bass was they were trying to get him to learn manners and how do you do, Mrs. Wiley? You may remember that line. And by the way, Ernest T. Bass's son, David Morris, comes to this event as well. Charlene Darling, played by Maggie Peterson Mancuso, was there. I was very excited to actually get to talk to her this year. She let me have my picture taken with her, grabbed me and said, huggy, huggy, which is what she says on the Andy Griffith Show. Doug and Rodney Dillard have been there the past 3 years, have been there. They do a concert and had a good chance to talk with Doug Dillard this year. I just ran into him, was talking with him 2 years ago, got a chance to talk with Rodney Dillard. Some of you may remember the name James Bess. He played Jim Lindsay on the Andy Griffith Show for a couple episodes. Some of you may remember him as Roscoe P. Coltrane on the Dukes of Hazzard. He's appeared the last 2 years, and he's very funny. It's good to see him. And also George Spence will come out and talk a little bit. He played Frank the Fiancé on one of the Andy Griffith Show episodes. So again, you get to meet some of the Andy Griffith Show characters, and they're just so delighted to be there, and people are still interested in the show. But there's so many other things to see there. There's a statue of Andy Griffith and Ron Howard that's depicting sort of the opening scene that you see on every Andy Griffith Show. And that was a special dedication ceremony for that several years ago, and Andy Griffith himself appeared there, and it was all in conjunction with TV Land. But they have golf tournaments. Again, you have concerts by the Dillards, who, remember, were the darlings on the Andy Griffith Show, and other types of concerts there, all kinds of Salute to Mayberry's, barbecue sales. One of the things I love to attend is Professor Neil Brower's lecture. He typically will interview somebody from the cast of the Andy Griffith Show or somebody related strongly to the show, and it's a very interesting lecture. And Professor Neil Brower used to teach a course in community colleges about the Andy Griffith Show. And after that meeting is always the Andy Griffith Show Rerun Watcher Club's, I like to say, international meeting, where all of the chapters are there. Then there's also Colonel Tim's Talent Time. You get two chances to see this. There's an afternoon matinee show and an evening show. They even have an Elvis impersonator who has a show there during the evening. But again, there's so many things to do there, so many items that you can get and purchase and just enjoy. But even if you just go and just hang out there, you'll meet so many nice people, and you get a chance to watch the Andy Griffith Show with other people. Now, that is one of the most amazing things. Think about it. When you watch the Andy Griffith Show, you're typically at home with maybe one or two other family members, or depending on how big your family is, to sit down and watch the show. But if you ever watch the Andy Griffith Show in a movie theater, think about that. So you're here at Mayberry Days in Mount Airy, North Carolina, and you have an old movie theater with a balcony, and you can go in and watch Andy Griffith Show episodes with a bunch of other people, and it's just so enjoyable. I really can't explain it. And as you walk around the stores, you'll hear Andy Griffith music, some of the songs you heard from the show, but it's basically some of his songs. You hear Don Knotts doing comedy routines. They show episodes in some of the stores. There's a Floyd's Barber Shop. There's the Snappy Lunch, which is mentioned on the Andy Griffith Show. And by the way, there's all types of impersonators there. David Browning comes as the Mayberry deputy, and he's been doing that for years, and he does commercials, and you'll recognize him, probably seen him. But there's, again, there's a Floyd impersonator. There's a Goober impersonator, which I get a kick out of, that's there. And there's an Aunt B impersonator, Andy Griffith, Briscoe Darling, Howard Sprague. Mr. Swamp even has an impersonator there, and a Gomer impersonator. So again, it's just a whole lot of fun. If you ever get a chance to go, I sat beside some people at Professor Brower's lecture this year from Michigan. There's people from Missouri there. They're from all over. It's just a great chance to get to enjoy the Andy Griffith Show. And again, this says something about the Mayberry state of mind, about a show that after 45 years has never been off the air, and people continue to enjoy this day. And here's sort of a real life opportunity to attend Mayberry Days. There's other events. If you go online, there's even an Andy Griffith Show cruise you can go to. I talked to some people who said they really enjoy doing that. At Mayberry Days, there's a trivia contest. And let me tell you, if you think you're a trivia buff, it's nothing to get in this contest, because they have some of the hardest questions I have ever heard in my entire life. And I actually ran into the gentleman who won the contest this year, and the lady who's won it the previous 4 or 5 years and finished second place this year. And trust me, they know just about anything you could think of about the Andy Griffith Show. So again, if you're interested, I'd encourage you to go online, and you can just Google Surrey Arts Council or Mayberry Days. The 20th annual Mayberry Days will be in Mount Airy, North Carolina in late September 2009. I highly recommend it for a fun, family-filled weekend. If you have any questions or comments about this podcast, don't hesitate to contact me at burkek@etsu.edu. And as they would say in Mayberry, my best to you and yours, and thanks for listening.